Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today? I've got a couple of news stories for you. I know you like them. Well, some of you do. And as we all know, most of the fem ones, at least the youngish ones, are all on OnlyFans, or they're all influencers, you know. And what does this influencer mean? Well, it means absolutely nothing. It's just something the media calls them because that makes them more important than they really are. And there's a picture in front of you of an influencer. Well, she's on OnlyFans, but she's also an influencer. Hasn't turned out too well for her, though, because she stabbed her boyfriend and he died. Of course, it's going to be self-defense. Of course, it always is with femmes. And she's also pleaded not guilty. Of course. There is a video, though, that happened just before she stabbed him, where she was attacking him, which kind of showed that she was the aggressor, not him. But I'm sure all the unbiased justice system will sort all that out and find out what really happened. Yeah, right. But what is a real man actually doing going with a femon like this anyway? Well, anyway, it cost him dearly. But she is by no means the only influencer. You have sexperts. What is a sexpert? Well, it's nothing, is it? Dating expert? Relationship expert? And you'll notice that most of them are all femons. And where do they get this expertise from? Well, nowhere. They just make a name up. And then scam people who are stupid enough to give them money. They're basically professional scammers. And mostly all of them are femons. Well, that's strange, isn't it? And you see all these stories about these femons saying, oh, I had to go on OnlyFans, you know, to pay the rent, to look after my children and so forth. Well, you see, they're not really oppressed, these femons, are they? They're well educated. They could get a job very easily, in fact, far more easier than a man can. But of course, that means then they'd have to really work quite a few hours of a day. And femmes' nature is basically lazy. They want to do absolutely hardly anything and get paid lots of money for it. And you hear these stories, oh, well, yeah, I made $1.5 million on OnlyFans last year. Well, if they did, what are they still doing on OnlyFans then? With that money, you could do lots of other things. So most of these stories are all a bunch of bullcrap. But even that they gotta just undress and stand in front of the camera or lay in front of the camera, they're still moaning about that too.
Oh, the work is just so hard though. People don't understand.
Oh, don't worry, honey. The real men in the world understand. They understand that the femmes don't want to have to work 9 to 5, 6 days of the week, to be able to earn enough money to try and get ahead like a man does. Man always has done. And yet, do you hear him moaning all the time? No. So anyway, those guys out there that are not quite got their eyes wide open, take a look around. Femon nature is on show everywhere. It's not just the feminists. They're all like it and always have been. Even the young vicar's daughter down the road. You know those people you used to get at the fairs years ago, selling bottles of liquor that were a cure-all of everything. And those femmes at the fair that could tell you your future. Yeah, they're all charlatans. Come on, you guys. I thought you were smarter than that. But anyway, back at popular demand, is the femme with the biggest lips in the world. Of course, they're not natural, are they? But what is with femmes today? And men are just falling all over her, trying to fly her away on holiday and everything. Yeah, I mean, I'd fly her away as long as I could get her out of my face. But really, guys, what does that look like, eh? Do you guys out there find that attractive at all? She'll be talking to you and you kind of got your back to her and you hear a big pop. And that would be her lips exploding. Or her head. And you can't tell me that's not doing damage to her lips. So you can imagine her going through the airport.
Excuse me, madam. Do you have anything to declare?
If she had to remove all the falseness of her, there wouldn't be anything left, would there? This femme's not only an attention-seeking person, she obviously has mental issues as well. No normal femme would do this to themselves. But of course, is there any normal femme anywhere anymore? Well, of course there is. The next story is a normal femme. Here you go, guys. Get a load of that, eh? And she even looks better at a different angle. Imagine that coming at you in the dark of the night, on a hot summer's evening, with a bottle of wine in her hand, with no air conditioning. And she had a curry the night before. And yes, you guessed it, this femme is an influencer. And she says bodies should be never taboo. Well, this one should. And as usual, I'll put links to the stories down below so you can get a full load of this femon. Now, of course, this is a plus-size femon, because we're not allowed to say fat, are we? I've said it. And this is your typical lazy femon. She says she's been on a diet or tried to be on a diet for years, but it never worked, so she just gave up. Because, as we know, femons don't like really hard work. Now, this femon is 32 years old, and some viewers have praised her for helping them find body confidence. It means helping them to die, but it's obvious that they were overweight too. I'm not a doctor, but if you asked a doctor about it, I'm sure they would tell you the truth. Of course, if it was a femon doctor, maybe not. That's why my doctor is a male. And damage to the heart is usually permanent. Oh, look at her, just teasing us. And she's just oozing with, something. Now, it may do something for some men, but for me, I can't think of anything more disgusting than that. It's one thing being way overweight, it's another thing by advertising it as a sought-after commodity. Anyway, let's move on, yes please, to another femon. Now, this is a little bit of a sad story. And yes, of course, this femon is an influencer, as they all are, and they're all models, as you know. But we all know where they get their money from, don't we? And this actually is a fellow Canadian femon. And she's not too bad for a Canadian femon, actually. Some Canadian femons can be a bit, large. But anyway, she went for a parachute jump. I guess it was her first jump. And I don't know too much about it, but I would have thought, and I would think, that the first jump is always a tethered jump. And what I mean is, the cable's connected to another cable in the plane. So when the person jumps out, they don't have to worry about pulling the cord. The parachute just opens automatically when they leave the aeroplane. I always thought the first jump was always that way. But apparently not on this one. It was up to her to pull the chute. And apparently she left it too late to pull the chute. And she hit the ground at an awful force, which actually killed her. And kind of reading between the lines on the story, she lived in a kind of a fantasy world of her own. Of course, the trouble is gravity doesn't live in fantasy land, does it? But she obviously wasn't prepped properly enough, because she didn't realize what altitude she was at and when she should open the chute. I've never parachuted before, but I would be pulling that cord pretty damn quickly. And this accident happened actually in my home province of Ontario, Canada. Anyway, guys, read the story and see what you think there. I think somebody might be in trouble about this. She obviously didn't know what the hell she was doing, and she should have been supervised all the way on her first jump. Sad end for an influencer, but there's plenty more where she came from. But condolences to her family. Now, you see, if I was a femon and I'd been on the YouTube and so forth for quite some time, I'd be classed as an influencer. But I'm a male, and I'm white. So therefore, I'm just, well, a nobody, really. And you know, I kind of like that. So those are the stories at the moment. Do put your comments down below. I do enjoy you guys getting back and let me know what you think. Because a lot of you guys out there are quite funny. So am I, actually. Well, I think so. And if I see any kind of lovely stories like these ones, I'll put them on and let you know about them. Oh, all right, guys. One more time. Just for you. You take it easy, fellas.